Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits.
Horwood's in town. Craig, Revel, and indeed Horwood. Trevor! He's in town, he's performing as the Wicked Witch of the West at the Bordgosh Energy Theatre in Dublin as part of The Wizard of Oz, which is on for a couple of weeks there. All singing, all dancing. Let me call McCraig Revel Horwood.
Seven!
Guy. It's ringing.
Hello.
Craig Revel Horwood.
Seven!
Yes.
Hello, sir. It's Ray Foley in Today FM. How are you? Welcome to Ireland.
Well, thank you so very, very much.
How are we treating you so far? How long have you been here in the Bordgosh Energy Theatre in Dublin?
We opened last night, as a matter of fact. And we're here for 2 weeks, which is really fantastic.
And we're looking after you thus far?
Oh, it's been absolutely brilliant. Lovely audiences. The staff at the theatre are amazing. And, of course, the facilities there are quite extraordinary.
Facility? Do you mean the toilet and the...
No, the dressing rooms.
Lovely toilets.
The dressing rooms and the green rooms and things like that. It's just really fantastic for performers to come and work and live here. It's great.
Yeah, it's a real special place. We were shouting Seven before we called you, Craig. We must confess, Craig Revel Horwood.
Seven!
Is Seven, what is your favourite number to shout on Strictly, Craig Revel Horwood? Well, it's not a 10 anyway, because that doesn't happen very often.
Anything below a 4 is good for me.
I'm brutally honest. I was thinking Seven is a good one, because it's got 2 syllables. It's the only one with 2 syllables in there, so you get more screen time. If you're shouting a 7, you get a longer line.
That was a very Len Goodman thing to do.
It sure was. So you're the longest serving judge on Strictly since 2004. 20 years. What's your secret? What is your what's so special about you?
I think being honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, and it's probably, you know, one of my favourite jobs that I've ever done, and it's fantastic. And every year it's completely different. Every Saturday is very, very different. You never know what's going to happen because it's live, and that's what I look forward to the most.
Yeah, it's do you know what? It is run and run and run. But when you think back to 2004 when it started, what has changed in terms of your experience of the show? What has changed?
The judges' desks has changed. The production values have increased by unmeasurably. And because I think when we first started, there was like a red curtain just pulled behind us. And we're on a tiny little desk. And there were little cabaret sort of tables and chairs sort of around the dance floor. So now it's really full on. There's 2 tiers of audiences. The lighting has moved on immeasurably.
Yeah.
And we now have projections all over the floor. You know, the general production value and the costuming, everything. You know, it's a very well-oiled machine. And when you consider that it's gone to 61 countries worldwide and is in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most produced format in the world, it's quite an achievement, I have to say.
Yeah, it's budget. With success comes budget, and you certainly have the success and the budget. In terms of the audience, and like I suppose culturally we've moved on in the last 20 years, and you're well documented, well renowned for being direct is the most polite way of saying it, a direct judge, not taking any prisoners. Have you had to tone, or have you been instructed in any way to tone it down over the last 20 years? Because, of course, we're all snowflakes now.
No, I think because of respecting communities and the people that we have on the show, I think it's important.
Yeah.
And very different parts of the community are now coming onto the show, which I think is great. You know, like you wouldn't have said 20 years ago that we'd have internet sensations on there as stars, you know, but we do. And, you know, that's what is amazing about how time and technology and everything else moves on. Yeah. And, of course, it's a lot more inclusive, which is fantastic, you know, of every group in the community, which only therefore leads to bringing people together. So I think it's a really good thing, you know, and Strictly moves with the times. You know, I think that in itself is important as well.
In the 20 years, that's another thing, as you mentioned, the internet, backlash, and backlash to the judges' comments, judges' scoring.
Yeah.
I suppose you're much more exposed now, are you?
Well, I guess. I mean, if you read all of that, but I mean, you know, News of the World was always casting of dispersions, you know, amongst, you know, things back then. So there's always been something, you know, and the internet, I suppose, just makes it all the more open for anyone to make comment, you know, for people to self-publish. There wasn't that sort of self-publishing scenario 20 years ago that there is now. You know, and a lot of people that are self-publishing are not qualified to do so. So, you know, you have to take that with a pinch of salt a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, I tend to, you know, not react or you know, totally read them. So, and that's only other people's opinions anyway. You know, if they have something nasty to say, you know, I'm up there doing a job, and that's just my job. You know, I'm not like that in real life. That's because I'm wearing a judge's hat, and I'm there to wave the flag for dancing, you know, and that's why I'm there as an expert. So for me, that is a job. I do that, and then I go home, and I do my other jobs. Like go green for the Wizard of Oz, for
instance. I was going to say in terms of separating out the characters, you're able to treat it as a character, and I suppose you can park it. But you're well able to turn on the Wicked as such in terms of your role for the Wicked Witch of the West.
I have played a lot of villains before as well in my life, you know, throughout the years. And I'm a fan of musical theatre because that's what I started in. And I was working in musical theatre up until, well, for my whole life, really, either as a performer or directing and choreographing it. So for me, that has never stopped. And it's because of musical theatre, my love of that, and directing and choreographing, that I was put onto Strictly as a judge anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm just going back to what I was already doing, you know, during the year. Most people think that all I do is sitting on the Saturday night, and that is it. But, of course, you know, my year is full of theatre, all sorts of things. So I'm very, very lucky, you know, to have opportunities to work in other fields.
As a big name coming to a production like this, do you get first dibs on the most evil roles? Is that the gig you want?
I would rather play the wicked characters than play the love interest. And I'm a little bit long on the tooth now to be playing love interest, to be honest. So for me, I love doing the evil characters. But you can really get your acting shoulder behind them, you know, which I love. And they're a lot more interesting to play.
Yeah, and they certainly incite a reaction. This is The Wizard of Oz, of course, we're talking about the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, and you're going to be here until the 8th of June, BordGáisEnergyTheatre.ie, and getting stuck into the Wicked Witch role. Just before I lose you, I wanted to ask, in your book, you're talking about growing up in Australia and being 14, nearly 15 years old, and you did a performance of, Bette Midler, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right, at school.
and you said that you had gotten into, you initially got into dancing sort of to lose weight, and because kids were picking on you. And you thought that it might, a performance like that might incite more being picked on or more bullying, but it had the effect of doing the opposite, you said.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I never, because I didn't really understand, you know, what I was talking about. I just learned Bette Midler's The Rose sort of a bacon, and then I just repeated it, but everyone found it funny because I was saying something to do with women, but I really didn't think about it, you know, it was the only thing I knew off by heart, so I used that in one of our English classes and it went down a treat. Yeah, and that's when people sort of started respecting me, and also I won a competition where I was something junior chef of the year, and I had a TV crew following around the school, so that sort of, I don't know, made me a little bit more important, I think. And then I was socially accepted rather than this fat kid who was a trumpet player, you know, in the back row of the orchestra, really hiding away from people. So for me, that was a real turnaround. That gave me the confidence to go, you know, to continue with jazz ballet and to continue with ballet itself and fall in love with dance enough to do it as a profession.
Do you think it found you, or you found it, in the sense that...
It found me.
Right.
Yeah, because I thought they were Jane Fonda to workouts when I was a kid. Yeah. You know, I thought it was just an exercise class to lose weight after school because I hated sport. And there wasn't, and as a musician, I wasn't particularly interested in any sport. And I found that I really loved moving to music and doing all of that. And then that had just happened to be a jazz ballet class that I was at. And then it was the teacher of that class that said that I had a natural ability and I should look into going to serious training. So that's why I did it, and it was fun, and I loved the type of people that were going there. I loved, you know, the nature of all the Amdram theatre people and their outlook on life, and I just felt welcomed, and it was a place that I fell in love with. So I pursued that as a career, and thank goodness I did.
Yeah, you found your tribe, and you're still very much with your tribe. Yeah, I have two boys myself, and I never played sport, and I've got a boy who doesn't play sport. And I suppose there is, you know, I found it interesting and inspiring, I suppose, that it was your experience of the positivity you received. As both from the audience, from your teacher, from your peers, from your performance, that can actually draw you into it rather than being shy about putting yourself out there.
Well, that's it. And it gave me the confidence to learn who I was and what I stood for, you know, and stand up for myself. I could never really do that at school until I had something that I could do. A lot of people, when they're asked, you know, what do you want to do when you leave school, you never really know. You know, it's hard to make a decision about things like that because you're given, you know, doctors, lawyers, you're given dentists, you're given, you know, you can be one of these workers or those workers. And I thought, I didn't want to do any of those things. I have absolutely no interest in any of it. You know, and when I did find an interest and found something that I was good at, I pursued it and went, like, full on for it. And I think that's what you've got to do. It's just finding your passion and trying to promote what you love. I think what you'll always successful if you're doing something that you love. And I've been extremely lucky and grateful that I found a passion that I could continue and follow on all the way through into my late 50s. You know, and I just would never leave the business in that way.
Well, fingers crossed you don't. Well, certainly not in the next 2 weeks or so, anyway.
Definitely not. We're enjoying Dublin too much.
Yeah.
I'd like to stay for a month. You know,
well, you're more than welcome any time. You're welcome to melt on stage. Spoiler alert, but we'll keep an eye on your performance. This is the Wizard of Oz in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Craig, I've kept you for way too long, and I know you're rehearsing and you're minding yourself. Listen, thanks so much for talking to me this afternoon, and enjoy the rest of your stay in Ireland.
Thank you so very, very much.
Cheers, sir. All the best. Bye.
Oh,
a little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.